He stood still and listened. The room was nearly silent, but there was white noise, background rumble and hiss that made it so sounds didn't carry throughout the entire station. With his eyes closed, he located the source of the faint rushing sound. Eyes open, he then walked to where the vent was. An outflowing vent with slightly warmer air making a very slight breeze. The rushing sound was not the hiss of air here at the vent, but rather a much louder, more distant sound of the machinery that pumped air throughout the battle school. Sister Carlotta had told him that in space there was no air, so wherever people lived, they had to keep their ships and stations closed tight, holding in every bit of air. And they also had to keep changing the air because the oxygen, she said, got used up and had to be replenished. That's what this air system was about. It must go everywhere through the ship. Bean sat before the vent screen, feeling around the edges. There were no visible screws or nails holding it on. He got his fingernails under the rim and carefully slid his fingers around it, prying it out a little, then a little more. His fingers now fit under the edges. He pulled straight forward. The vent came free and Bean toppled over backward. Only for a moment. He set aside the screen and tried to see into the vent. The vent duct was only about 15 centimeters deep from front to back. The top was solid, but the bottom was open, leading down into the duct system. Bean sized up the vent opening just the way he had years before, stood on the seat of a toilet, and studied the inside of the toilet tank, deciding whether he could fit in it. And the conclusion was the same. It would be cramped, it would be painful, but he could do it. He reached an arm inside and down. He couldn't feel the bottom. But with arms as short as his, that didn't mean much. There was no way to tell by looking which way the duct went when it got down to the floor level. Bean could imagine a duct leading under the floor, but that felt wrong to him. Sister Carlotta had said that every scrap of material used to build the station had to be hauled up from Earth or the manufacturing plants on the moon. They wouldn't have big gaps between the decks and the ceilings below, because that would be wasted space into which precious air would have to be pumped without anyone breathing it. No, the ductwork would be in the outside walls. It was probably no more than 15 centimeters deep anywhere. He closed his eyes and imagined an air system. Machinery making a warm wind blow through the narrow ducts, flowing into every room, carrying fresh, breathable air everywhere? No, that wouldn't work. There had to be a place where the air was getting sucked in and drawn back. And if the air blew in at the outside walls, then the intake would be in the corridors. Bean got up and ran to the door of the game room. Sure enough, the corridor's ceiling was at least 20 centimeters lower than the ceiling inside the room. But no vents, just light fixtures. He stepped back into the room and looked up. All along the top of the wall that bordered on the corridor, there was a narrow vent that looked more decorative than practical. The opening was about 3 centimeters. Not even Bean could fit through the intake system. He ran back to the open vent and took off his shoes. No reason to get hung up because his feet were so much bigger than they needed to be. He faced the vent and swung his feet down into the opening. Then he wriggled until his legs were entirely down the hole and his buttocks rested on the rim of the vent. His feet still hadn't found bottom. Not a good sign. What if the vent dropped straight down into the machinery? He wriggled back out, then went in the other way. It was harder and more painful, but now his arms were more usable, giving him a good grip on the floor as he slid chest deep into the hole. His feet touched bottom. Using his toes, he probed. Yes, the ductwork ran to the left and the right along the outside wall of the room, and the opening was tall enough that he could slide down into it, then wriggle, always on his side, along from room to room. That was all he needed to know at present. He gave a little jump so his arms reached farther out onto the floor, meaning to use friction to let him pull himself up. Instead, he just slid back down into the vent. Oh, this was excellent. Someone would come looking for him eventually, or he'd be found by the next batch of kids who came in to play games, but he did not want to be found like this. More to the point, the ductwork would only give him an alternate route through the station if he could climb out of the vents. He had a mental image of somebody opening a vent and seeing his skull looking out at them, his dead body completely dried up in the warm wind of the air ducts where he starved to death or died of thirst trying to get out of the vents. As long as he was just standing there, though, he might as well find out if he could cover the vent opening from the inside.